All right, this is Centaur Views. My name is No Sense.
And this is Victoria.
This is a podcast where two Sagittarius people come together and give their opinionated views on cultural topics.
Disclaimer, you will be offended. Don't at me.
All right, this is Centaur Views. This is your boy, No Sense.
This is Victoria.
Just Victoria now?
The God.
Okay, all right. So, we're gonna get back to our regularly scheduled program. There's no more election
to talk about right now. No more, thank God.
Except the guy won't concede, but we'll get past that.
I still think the ending of this chapter in America's life is gonna end off in some theatrics.
As he sold all them weapons, I'm not surprised. Yeah.
But it's over.
But yeah. Maybe. So, like we said, we're back to regularly scheduled programming. So, don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. We're on Anchor, Spotify,
Apple Store, Apple Podcast, Stitcher.
Anywhere you can get your podcast. And don't forget to follow us on Instagram and also Facebook, where we usually continue the discussion after the recording goes off.
Yay. So this episode is going to be mostly about... we've been here before.
We've been here... This be like the third time.
Yeah, there's going to be... We're going to talk about... Like, COVID has changed our lives and changed the trajectory of everything. Like, it came and shook the fucking world.
Well, us. America.
But COVID's around the world. Yeah, it's but I mean,
they kind of learn how to do
that. They learn that because they're smarter than we are.
We learn one.
They're smart. We're worried about Trump. We should be worried about why everybody. Said
America took the asshole test and we failed.
Bruh, I agree. I agree. Because you think about it, like, we're the only country that is still on, like, inches and miles. The whole entire world is on metrics, on the metric system. We the only last motherfuckers out here.
We
need to be worried about that.
We're not gonna learn our lesson.
We've been here before. So COVID is real. Yes, I don't want to jump right into it.
Hold up, the 2 cents, man.
Oh,
I got my 2 cents.
I got 2 cents too. All
right then, let's not skip ahead. We gotta, law and order.
You gotta be lucky I like you. Like so?
I don't give a fuck.
You know. What's your 2 cents?
Oh, I get to go first this week? Okay, all right.
Go ahead.
My 2 cents is, I don't like this whole double standard. And I'm not meaning like men and women. I'm talking about black and white. Like, I see now that, like, Kamala is the VP. She slept her way to the top, even though she got more credentials than everybody but Biden who was in the race. She was also way more qualified than Barack was at the time that he became president.
Very.
But yet, she slept her way to the top, and Sarah Palin, who happens to be a very attractive woman, was a good candidate, but yet she could see Russia from Alaska.
You know, we should start the rumor that the Kamala, for the conspiracy theories, like the Kamala is related to Barack, because you know how they always say every president is related. We should go ahead and start that. Cause they gonna keep doing that, like.
But like, it's not just that. It's like the OnlyFans thing. You said you read about it this morning, but like, yes. Bella Thorne started a OnlyFans, and people was like, she breaking the internet, she messing the server, she made $1 million in a day.
She made $1 million in one day, but, and people and sex workers use that shit to feed their families because of COVID-19. And then you get, I get a news alert this morning. It's like,
Chris Brown. And yes. Like, his career is over. Like, he's washed up.
He's $20. I was like,
wait a minute. So, artists. Bella Thorne, like, she found a way to get money during the pandemic. Right. But now, Chris Brown, who isn't a movie star, so he don't get residuals like that.
Yeah.
He can't tour, so he has an OnlyFans, and he's washed up. Like, it's always... When we do it, yeah, if there's an issue, there's a reason. Like, if we do good, we had to swallow our pride, or we had to lose our integrity to get there. If we do something that's provocative, you know, you're a whore, but then in a white doing it, they're expressing their sexuality. Like, it's so different. And then you were saying off air as well, when we did the peaceful protest, you know, where they need to be at work. They don't need to be in the middle of the street. But yeah, you having MAGA parades, and you're doing the exact same thing.
And that's supposed to be a peaceful protest. It was a lot of people.
And we were protesting for an actual issue. You're protesting because...
A man lost.
Yes, and you can't accept it. Like, that's not a real issue. What change are you going to make out of that? Like,
if you sit back,
that's why I said we took the asshole test and we failed miserably.
If you sit back, all of this, and just look at all of this and not be so emotionally invested in it, it's hilarious. And this is we cannot make this shit up. That's the crazy part. They were out there parading because the man lost.
And he was out there.
Yes.
And at least when we protest, we had on masks. They don't believe that it's real. So now we gonna stay in, what Biden said, 6 to 8 weeks.
Are we into the show now? This is urgent. We gotta talk about this shit. Like, this is funny.
Yeah, I hate the double standard. Like,
yeah.
If we do it, trust me, y'all took it from us anyway. Chris Brown wasn't the one that started OnlyFans, but I bet you the one to monopolize off it the best was a female that nobody knew about.
A white woman.
No, I'm saying first, who did it.
Right.
And then a white girl said, oh, this works?
Right.
Let me go and get injections. And it all comes from us. Everything that is profitable in America comes from black people. All right, I'm off my soapbox.
I love it. It's funny to watch for me, though. I really do. I really do love it. Okay. So, my two cents for this week is a revealing. I want to take your lead, after your lead of announcing some good news. Recently, I became a certified life coach.
Whoop whoop.
Whoop whoop. I have yet to low-key announce my book on the internet, but I didn't do like a formal announcement on all platforms. I just said something like on the slide. Very indirect. Oh yeah, by the way, I'm doing a book. I learned from the last time, and like I probably should get a little traction beforehand so I can come out really strong. So I'm going to announce my second book that's going to be released in mid-2021. It's called Along the Way, Stories for the Journey Home. That's it. I had to think about it.
I thought it was the second part to the title.
Yeah, Stories for the Journey Home.
The 99 Problems. Oh, you're not doing that no more?
I am. It's going to be 99 poems in the book. That's my goal. An ode to Jay-Z for saying that he got 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. And I'm still on that.
Okay.
It's just
a flex. It's a low-key ode.
It's an ode and a flex.
Okay. I ain't announcing no book. I ain't that committed to my work yet.
I've increased my productivity when it comes to writing because I told you I thought I was about to die. Y'all, I thought I was about to die. And I had an epiphany. Like, you got some shit that you gotta get out, and you got something to say, and you need to stop. You need to stop playing. Like, God ain't God. I think we are on borrowed time, so why not?
Yeah, we talked about this.
Yeah.
And we had our discussion. He ain't gonna take us yet. We got things we need to finish.
1,000%. So I'm just gonna do what I need to do. The more I walk in the flow, the more everything is manifesting. I just got this certification for y'all because y'all know I don't really give a fuck. But I respect the people that listen to us and the people that I'm my future clients that I'm gonna help. And the future listeners of this podcast also. So I feel like I need to be a little certified, just a little bit. But I have that and the book coming for 2021. I gotta do the parts that most Sagittarius don't, the details. I be like, you have these grand ideas, and then now you have to actually get.
Yeah, you just see the role. You don't see none of the rest.
Yeah. Know. You don't see. It's just, whoo, worldly views. And I'm like, hold on. You got.
I'm making step by step. I didn't know I needed a boat.
On Facebook, I did the analogy between Wayne. Like, Wayne is the fucking goat. He's a goat, musically. Mm-hmm. As an artist, he's a fucking goat. As a man and a businessman. No. Y'all not gonna have me out here talking about big locks and I fell off the bone and shit. Like, because I know did some shit and I ain't even think about nothing else but the artistry of it. Nah, let me get the business part done. So that's my two cents.
Yeah, that's the only thing that I got. Like, how you gonna talk about Trump tax plan and you let baby guys you out all that money? But another day, another less dollar.
I ain't gonna. The locks falling off the bone. I literally almost passed out when I saw that shit on the Facebook.
Alright.
So we've been here before.
A lot. All yeah. year long.
For real.
But yeah, like I alluded to.
For both of us.
With, the person who beat the person is not accepting defeat. Being the president-elect, he has advised that we may be doing a 6-8 lockdown again.
Because mm-hmm. COVID is real.
Because we don't listen.
Like, COVID is real. I even wear my mask. Like, at first I was like...
I mean America.
Yes, America don't listen.
Yeah, we don't.
We don't. It's going to be hard. Like, we regardless of whether you want to believe, it's as serious as it is because I believe that doctors do be inflating. Like, it's impossible not to because how do you tell somebody about a virus and don't think that they're going to be like, oh, I think I got it. Like, the amount of people that get scared, like, the fear of it is real.
And when you have fear... It stresses you out, which lowers your immune system.
Yes.
So if you are exposed to it, you're most likely going to get it.
Yes. And we have to shop. We saw that it was inevitable for us not to be in spaces. Because this is America. We want to give people rights and shit. Like,
no, we want to take people rights but have ours.
Yeah, that part. So, yeah, we at least wear a mask. I mean, certain places, it's hard to wear a mask. You can't fucking breathe.
And I mean, and my thing is, like, I get where people are saying, oh, I'm stuck in a house and I just want to go out and eat and sit down.
1,000%. Do it.
But wear a mask. Safely. Yeah.
Just.
Like, don't think because I don't like it and I'm out in the world. I mean, it can. That's the thing. It's people who mm-hmm. have it and it's not affecting them. Are giving it to people who they're the ones that's going to the doctor saying, I have a fever, you know,
yeah.
I have all this. If you don't have symptoms and you carry it, it's just not affecting you the same way.
Mm-hmm.
So if there's nothing wrong with you, you're not going to go get tested. You're not going to go to your doctor.
Right.
So just be careful, like
be responsible. Like I've been taking vitamins. Like I have multivitamins. Like, everything that I can think of to boost my immune system, I've been taking it. I've been eating. I've been cutting carbs. I'm on a makeshift keto diet, like just to make sure that my immune system is up. Cause I do particular. I have to get out. Like I learned that early on in the damn thing. Like no, there's no not going anywhere. I have to go somewhere. Like or I'm gonna go fucking crazy. Like so, I just be responsible. Take showers, change your clothes, take my vitamins, eat better, and yeah.
And have more than one mask.
Or wash it. Get a cotton one and wash it.
But I'm just saying, that way you can keep cycling, because it's like people have become their mask now.
You know what I like about the mask, though? That you, if you wear shades and the mask in the store, people can't recognize you. They know you.
I haven't tried that. But most of the time, people have recognized me because I have some sort of Batman hat or shirt.
See you?
They just give it away. Mm-mm. And like, I see a beard out of all of that. I think them his eyes, but those are definitely Batman. I'm just
That's straight. Nah, not me. I be walking in the store and people that I know, they don't recognize me. I'm like, yes, I ain't got to dodge them. You know, you just want to get in and get out.
I still hate that I smile underneath my
mask. Me too. I feel like a dumbass.
Like I saw my uncle and he had it and. So, that was when, like, it was first out. So, we was worried about them. And then I saw them at a grocery store.
Yeah.
And they was, like, they had left while I was going in. So, they knocked on the window. And I swear to God, like, I look so goofy to myself. Because they cannot see how big of a cheese I had on. Because I was so happy that he was out and about. He's just like, I just catch myself. It's like, yeah, nobody can see that you're happy. Like.
Oh my god, that's funny. I did that just yesterday in Walmart. I was like, some little girl was looking at me and I was just smiling up. It's like, you're dumb. She can't see you. Oh my gosh, yes. And I still be getting in the car driving off with the mask on. I was like, how do I not know to take that motherfucker off as soon as I get out the door?
Because we're so used to it now.
That's crazy that it's normal. Our new normal. So we already know, because COVID is real. Like, people still be like, no, it's not. Okay. Another lockdown is going to have to happen. It's going to.
And before you say it's going to break the economy.
Yeah.
He has a plan for small businesses. But... of course, just like last time, people are going to take the money and not apply that. So, you got to remember, if somebody is getting grants and they're using them incorrectly, do not blame the government for their stupidity.
Yes, even, and what people have to understand, Andrew Yang said this, like, all that trillion of dollars that they allowed, like, the people, us, with that $1,200, that was only a small portion of that money.
Yeah.
Like, where the fuck the rest of that money went?
It went to big companies.
So, exactly. So, if you're worried about the economy, it's clear that they can do whatever they need to do to make money appear. Like, that shouldn't even be a question.
The plan is, if he's going to lock it down, he wants you to be able to handle the pandemic. That's why it's going to take some time, because they got to come up with how they're going to apply that. So, you know, if we're set to where we can actually function when we go outside, it's worth another month and a half.
I think so. I
especially
agree.
If you're able to do it where... because, I mean, nobody's doing... I don't think I know anybody's actually doing, like, a Black Friday now. Like, in-store...
I don't know.
I know Walmart is not.
That's good to know. Because that would be horrible.
Because I think that's like the big thing with the PlayStation and the Xboxes. Mm-hmm. Like, they're only, like, GameStop is only online. Everybody's like, nobody's like out getting one. They're just ordering them. Mm. So, yeah, I don't think like big stores like that are having those type of those actual in-person sales. But you gotta remember, if they're going to plan to be able to supply businesses to function that way, we have to allow that them to do that. It always is going to be a different experience because of something we've never seen, this not in our generation.
Hell no.
So it's going to be different, but
I don't think that nobody. It's going to be a group of us that's going to have to lose, unfortunately, because I get that there's some people that can't afford, like small businesses can't afford another lockdown. And I understand that. And then I know, like I said, a lot of the money from the last time did not go to the people. So if you're not, a lot of black people did not apply for those, the grants. They did not.
The system was messed up because people didn't do it.
They didn't know.
Or somebody did it and they got too much. And, you know, and the thing is, if you're a business and you're legit, and you give it to where you need it needs to go, you can stay afloat.
Right.
But if you
don't apply,
you don't make your business to where they're not bankrupt proof, or you don't pay your workers, so then when it's time for you to open back up, you don't have nobody because they didn't have to get another job. Like, you have to be able to prepare for things like that. That's why when we said the riots and stuff, like people losing, you don't have insurance.
Mm-hmm.
Like, who gets a place and
decide? Right, don't have insurance.
Especially when you're talking about a place where it is going to be, like restaurants or bars, especially where you have
elements that
can go wrong. Like, we need to understand
liabilities. That's the importance of me saying that I got to do my business aspect first, because ain't nobody about to sue me because y'all ain't getting shit. Like, I need to make sure you have a sound business. Because if not, why are you doing this?
I mean, it's just like
it's a risk.
It's like car insurance.
Yeah,
is you get minimum coverage, you gonna get the minimum. If something happens, you got a chance of not getting nothing back. If you got full coverage, you're gonna pay out, but you're also going to be compensated equally if something happens. So it's just the fact of being a smart businessman. I heard the thing about McDonald's. You got to have half a million to put in and half a million to lose. So you gotta remember that all this stuff is necessary, especially in a time like this where you're gonna have to think smartly and on your feet.
Right. So with that being said, since we don't in America don't like to ever learn. Other than those things we just said, like, what else do you think that we need to, like, figure out now while we got the time?
I think we still need this, you know, the whole rise and grind thing.
Yeah.
People still need to not stress that part.
Right.
Everything doesn't have to be going into money or your dream all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the biggest thing that this pandemic has given us is time. So slow down. Like, we stress so much. And so now you're stressed, you're in a closed spaces, and you know, you already living differently when you leave out of your home. So, like, don't think that, oh yeah, so now we got this time, I gotta get this. With me and Victoria, as she said, now she's starting to do this. This is the end of the year that we're doing these things.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like we had in 2020, we said we're going to do this. And now that it's a pandemic, we're going to make sure we get all this. We still made time to cover, like, your sanity. Like, take care of yourself. Because the moves are going to happen.
Yeah.
You know, it's... Now you have to move different, but it doesn't mean move with all of your energy.
Yeah, I'm glad you said that, because behind the scenes, I was operating in that space. And when I finally realized, like, because I'm hard fucking headed, like, take your time. This moment is purposeful. Like, this is the interlude. This is the hiatus that you needed. Like, you've been working around the motherfucking clock. all this time, you finally get a chance to slow down. Why not take advantage of this and slow the fuck down? So, I agree. I'm glad you brought that up, because that is a vital part of why you seeing a lot of people killing themselves, like the baby's brother just killed himself. Mm-hmm. You get to see people, like 2020, people are dying left and right, and stress adds years. Like, well, stress take away years. Actually, you have to find a space where you're in a flow in order to survive. We've been through this we've been here before. So everybody, it's not one person. I don't think that this pandemic like did not change or gave them some type of greater perspective of what's going on. Like, that time that you are down is useful to just rest. And
because I mean, you, especially being in the house, mm-hmm. a lot, like your creativity is going to be stifled because you're not experiencing things that you normally would experience on a regular day-to-day basis. So when you're adding the stress, yeah, to that,
yeah,
it's going to be hard for you to even do anything outside of your comfort zone, because you're just stressed all the time. You're worried about the next thing. Yeah, like you got to unplug. Is, you know, and I've seen where is comedians are like, okay, we got to put out all this stuff on the internet because we don't, you know, they're taking away our stage time. And you can oversaturate yourself, mm-hmm. because now you're putting anything out. You're not making sure that it's funny.
Man, Beyonce retired. Low key.
But I'm just saying, like, you, because you're trying to do everything this one way, you're oversaturated and you're not allowing yourself to develop, like, to get better. It's like what you're putting out there is half-assed, right. because you want to put so much out there. And it's like, just like you, like the way you have your book set up, like you have
time.
Yeah, you have time. It's like, I got this, I can do these many. That you're not saying, okay, I have this time frame and I have to do all of these. Mm-hmm. And this, like, you're giving yourself time in between to come up with different things.
Right.
Because if you write 99 poems and they all sound the same, they got the same like rhyme scheme or something, it's going to become very like, nobody's going to look at it and be impressed.
Right.
And so it's just a matter of like just becoming
you, challenging your fucking creative mind. This shit is hard.
But I mean, it's just getting out of that frame of it has to be done.
Right. So that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Life is already hard enough. Like, why add more fucking stress on yourself by trying to do everything at one damn time? Like, if all you can do is get up and shower every day, good for you. Like, don't put too much on yourself. Like, why? It's too much. We've learned that already. Like, let's move past that. I hope y'all try to cancel me like y'all did Jay-Z. And like y'all, like Jay-Z, he ain't fucking cancel. I ain't cancel. Like, when we passed Millen.
We didn't really cancel him.
They tried.
Did we?
People tried.
We tried, okay.
People tried. People still tried. People still trying. Oh, well. But, yeah, I think we can learn something. If we not past it, then at least learn something for it. Y'all, because y'all be with the wording. Y'all be killing me with that.
I think we need to learn, like,
from our mistakes.
We don't need sports. Like,
the necessities are all like, we need.
Yeah, like, we don't need this stuff. And it's funny because when sports got back, it was, I can't wait to such and such season. I can't wait to... Basketball was the only sport that had zero cases of the COVID. So, if you can't do it safely, is it really that important? Not to mention, every sport that came on during the pandemic lost viewership. Mm-hmm. So, we really weren't that interested in the first place.
Right.
And like you said, like your child... He was like, nah, I'm not gonna go play out there.
Yeah, my baby's wise. He was like, he's been playing basketball since he was five, and he just turned 13 last Sunday, and my uncle asked, did he want to play basketball with the rec? And I was like, I automatically said no, because even though I feel like it's necessary for us to be out and about to have some type of normalcy, I also respect the fact that the virus is real and my children's immune system is not always the best. So instead of having them out a lot, we go out every now and again. Mm. And like I said, I keep myself healthy so I won't infect them. You know what I'm saying? So he was like, I mentioned it to him because I do give my children options to test their lives. They get some say-so. And that's the type of parent I am. But I asked him, and he immediately was like, nah, COVID out there, like, I'm not going outside. Like, like, why? Because you think about it, if one is 10, let's say 10 kids play ball, then one get it, then you got to think about all those kids on the team, the coach, the referees, the their parents, their home. Other children, their grandparents, you know, and they're in school. Like, that's just a ripple effect. And I can't count on everybody to take care of themselves. Like, I cannot count on nobody to make sure that they're healthy, but I can count on myself, and I can make sure I'm healthy. And that's the reason why I chose to, like, respect the virus and at the same time do what the fuck I want to do. Yeah. But a lot of people don't think like that.
So it's like, we got to learn that the things that we thought were necessary aren't really necessary.
They're not. No, I don't need to be at the bar every fucking Friday. Like, for what? You don't have to be in a... Why are you in a bar? Why are you still at a regular at a bar? You don't have to. You can play music at your house. I have a concert often. In the shower. what is it? It's about...
I really don't know what it is about. I used to go to the bar every Friday. Mm-hmm. But I mean, I don't.
Me too. It's nothing, I love the bar.
Like, it's nothing like that I'm missing in the past. Right. Like, it's not like, oh, I just. Nah, I'm cool.
Sit at home. And I get it. Some people need it, but it's not. Is it you need it, or do you. Is it. Like, what is it? Because I don't understand.
I don't think we need it. I think you need. They may need something, and that's where they go to get it.
Or is it that you're trying to fill a void?
That's what I'm saying.
That you're not trying to address.
You're feeling something. You're saying that you need it, but you're not. You're just doing it so you can have that type of fulfillment in what you are. You know, if you're saying you're doing it to be alone, technically you're not being alone, because you're with a whole bunch of strangers.
Right.
You know, when you can take a walk around your neighborhood and not be around people like that. So it just, like I said, it's people thinking they need it, but it's just really fulfilling another thing that they're craving.
I get it. I don't. Let me stop lying. I don't. I really don't. I just don't feel like we learned. And I ain't here. The people that hear us, I hope you can respect us and our opinion about it. We ain't, of course there's somebody out there that thinks that we're not right, but this is not for you.
I mean, I can honestly say I do know people who are still
cautious.
To the point of like, really? But for the most part, man, the thing is, a lot, and I see it a lot where people be like, I don't know people who've had it. Da, da, da. I know a lot of people who've had it.
The fact that I had it, and I don't readily take my herbal tonic that I take when I'm sick. I don't, because that shit is nasty. It's the worst thing I've ever tasted in my entire life. I don't readily say, like, let me take it. I felt how bad I was. I immediately took that shit. I was like, nope, whatever the fuck this is. It's not. I can imagine the people that don't really are self-aware like that and don't, like, they just straight up.
Like I said, like, I thought, like, I was in December. I got tested for flu and all this other stuff after having a flu shot.
Yeah.
And they couldn't really get what it was. But it was, like, a it was a sick that I had that I don't feel.
Right.
That was different.
You knew that shit was something.
Yeah,
wrong.
And so like I went to the doctor just to have a note saying to stay away from people.
Right.
Because like the time that I did go to work, I went through like a whole bottle of like stay out of my cubicle, everything. And so like it's just a lot of people, I don't think that it's not registering that it's real because they don't know nobody. Or if they do know somebody, it's somebody that's our age and in good health and it didn't do them. But just for everybody, there's also people that's not our age or the people that are our age and they don't have good health. And it knocks them out.
Yeah, and have lingering effects. Nah.
I'm not trying to catch nothing that I don't know all the... They haven't discovered all the stuff that can stay with it.
Take my multivitamin. Take my vitamin C. Eat my vegetables. My green vegetables. Like, shit. Drink no more water. Like, I cut out fucking carbs. Like, I made sure No matter. Cutting off niggas' stress and everything. Like, you got to. It's crazy.
And I think we also... We need to realize that work can be done remotely. You can get things handled. I see a lot of people who are finding ways to do not only like their real jobs, but like what their passion is.
Right.
We gotta realize that there really isn't no excuse. Sometimes.
You the excuse.
Yeah,
I was the excuse. I don't know about nobody else. I sure was. I was the excuse.
But I mean, even like the podcast, you go from when we started podcasting, it was, all right, we can be in the same room. That wasn't nothing. But then you start the pandemic and it's like, when we do the podcast, are we going to take that chance and do this? Or are we going to do Zoom? You know, there's so much, there's so many apps and so much technology now. And it's showing us that you can, you know, restaurants don't even need wait staff now. I mean, at this point, a lot of them have their own delivery system now.
Right.
So, you know, you can actually do things that you may have been saying, oh, nah, you really don't have an excuse if you really want to do something. Mm-hmm. It's just like jobs. Oh, we really need you guys to work. We're going to set you up to work from home. We said we couldn't do it before, but we're forced to now. So, yeah, we need to realize that a lot of things can be done without being in person.
It's like if you can invest in some type of technology, right now would be the best damn time, too. Because robotics is the wave. Andrew Yang told us, I'm so tired of having to be reminded how much of a great president that man would have been for us.
He is going to be a part of the administration. I do know that.
He said he hasn't made a decision yet.
I think...
Mayor of New York sounds pretty good, too, now.
No, but last night... it wasn't last night. I read it last night. But a woman got fired from WWE. Mm-hmm. And they tagged... Somebody on Twitter tagged her and Andrew Yang. Oh. And said... and he said, oh, yeah, I haven't forgot about you, Vince. Like, Andrew Yang is a wrestling fan. Yes. So, like, he is very against the way Vince McMahon does business. And he says,
as he should. That's
once
some
he said, once he, he said, if Joe Biden wins, I am coming after you.
That's some grimy.
No, but
shit.
This is the thing.
That man, see, he should have been our president.
He told his wrestlers, I don't want you doing Twitch, no third party, Cameo, no third party deals. So they had to stop all their Twitch stuff where they was making money. Big E, who was a black wrestler, was making more money than Ric Flair on Cameo. Even though he was selling for less money, he was being requested more. You guys were making almost six figures, like, from this.
Wow.
And then Vince says no, because it's our personality, our name that we're using.
See, this
but then he goes and gets a deal with Netflix to do a Jordan documentary, like a Jordan style documentary on Vince McMahon. You just told us we can't work with third party. Now you turn around and you're working.
See? Andrew Yang should have been our president. I'm not gonna let y'all black people lay that shit down. That's why I'm like, throw the whole election away. I don't care. I don't care about it. I stopped caring when Andrew Yang got out of the race. I don't care what happened between y'all and y'all presidents.
But I'm just saying, I think him being part of the administration, especially working, looking out for
employees. We better hope, because mayor of New York City is, we could only hope. We don't deserve Andrew Yang. We don't deserve him. But if Joe don't take him, Joe Biden, that's y'all president. That's how, because he better make it so appealing, because New York is, mayor of New York, where Cuomo is doing right now in New York City, like, that, he would go into New York City and make up some real change. Either way, I'm for whatever he does.
I want him to be in the administration.
I would want him too, but I'm telling you, because
New York don't affect me.
But because I'm sour, I want him to do whatever's best for him and his family.
I think he gonna get back to New York regardless of whether he's a mayor or not.
Well, he's moving to Georgia right now to help them flip the Senate. Him and he gonna move his whole family to Georgia. Seriously.
I'm just like, he is so, yo. It's like he's moved his whole family. The people that we should be having in the government, bro.
He done moved his entire family to Georgia to help them flip the Senate. He's offering whatever he can to help Georgia. He said after Georgia, then he'll make a decision whether he's going to be mayor or he's going to work with the administration. He has not talked to Joe Biden yet. Because he's like, I'm sure that he has other shit, like with COVID, to think about. Like, he ain't got to talk to me right now. But if they don't take that man, y'all deserve him. Y'all, you be great, Andrew. I'm still part of the gang game.
And then what's bad is Linda works for Trump. She's on Trump administration, Vince's wife. So she's been fighting. So then she won't have to leave. Because that's probably who entered. That's probably his position.
That's crazy. I did not know that. I didn't know that.
And then they said they don't know if it's the reason she got fired. But she said, I support unionization.
And it was
I support unionization.
She said that?
Yeah, but it was like an hour difference between when they announced it and when she did it. Mm-hmm. So they don't know if that was like something that played into it. Mm-hmm. But she made an OnlyFans that was like a made up name, and they're thinking that maybe that played into the part. Because I mean, you gotta think about it, right now is when people are like, look, like, y'all not doing business right, I can't live like this,
right?
So they said there was things like that, and they said it would never happen unless somebody, they said John Cena could have did it because of the name that he has. Mm-hmm. If he was to say, okay, guys, let's do it.
Or The Rock.
They said back in the day.
Yeah.
But it's like, when Hogan was back then, Hogan was not turning his back. Mm-hmm. And what he was doing was anytime they thought about it, he would go to Vince and say, hey, Vince, such and such is talking about it. And then they go and say, okay, we're going to punish you. And so it caused fear. And they said it has to be the head person.
Hulk was always a bitch.
No, when they caught him talking about, when he said the N-word, that was just,
I was not surprised.
I mean, he said it in the whitest person. I mean, we're all sort of racist. Like, to a point. I'm racist to a point. That's exactly what he said. Like, so what point is that, sir?
I like it.
But that's like how you look at some of your white friends. Like,
yes.
You like me, but you racist to a point.
Yeah.
And it's true.
1,000%. I said it. I've been saying that all white people are, they benefit from racism. So every last one of them. Either you are or you ain't. That ain't me, for me to decide. That's your doctrine you gotta live by. I just know that I'm aware. That's it.
I do. I know of a few that's just cool. Like they, it ain't about. It's about what's right. I do know a few.
Amanda, people that happen to be white people and people that happen to be white. I know a lot of them.
Yeah. My best friend, she like that, but I know other people like on Facebook, like they're not like friends.
Right.
But you just see them, you be like, yeah, and you just be like, that's what's up.
I fucked with you.
You can't say it, but my nigga.
You're like, Jadena, white nigga. White nigga.
Dang, we digress.
For real. We do. Okay. So, we actually. Yeah. I had something else to say, but I done lost it.
What?
I can't remember it. Oh, well.
Did you share that thing about how to play spades?
I did.
And it said if you white, you talking about you're a nigga if you white. Don't say that.
You don't say that. Yeah, I did.
Yeah,
that was funny. I still can't believe. Like I need to. I've taught my kids how to play pity pad, but I tried teaching them how to play spades, but I don't think I've been as hard as I should have been on them. About spades. They know how to play bullshit too.
My brothers and them played that.
Bullshit? Just lying the whole game.
I like, man, it's. You gotta play skip ball.
What is skip ball?
It's like Uno, but it's math.
Oh god, I'm not great at math.
I mean, it's not. It's not color. You know, Uno is colors. Skip ball is numbers.
That's what math is, my nigga.
But like, it's not like adding or subtracting or like that.
Okay.
But it's like, it's luck and strategy. And Tashana has yet to beat me in it, but she loves playing it. It's like very.
Skip ball.
Yeah. Got it for Amazon. I think it's probably like $7 to $10.
That's not bad. Yeah.
If we not drunk enough at the party, we might put.
I'll have to take a look at it.
Well, what else we got on the docket?
Our top five.
We got. So, any more things that we haven't learned before?
We know America's stupid. We know that. A great part of America's stupid. It's okay though. That's not my business.
I haven't even made it my business anymore. I still do the fact check thing to the Trump supporters.
You find a lot of humor in that.
Because, and great like satisfaction. Because they argue with emotion. And so it's like when you call them on something and then they can't say anything. Like one dude said about the championship ending in the NBA. Like when you're celebrating no more low viewership, I'm like, well, you know, nobody 50 million less people watch hockey and all of the other sports are losing viewership. But since they don't fit your narrative, and he didn't say nothing, but everybody underneath that said something, it's like, okay,
people don't like what's right,
you know, they can't argue with facts,
yeah, they don't like what's right,
but, and especially when they're like. Because they're with him. They're not going to concede.
Well, that's what one thing that I've learned from this. Well, you can, like, a veil has been lifted. Like, not everybody, you can see everybody for who they are. Like, if you're intelligent, you can, this whole back and forth, like, you know, if your argument against Trump because he did X, Y, and Z, and you don't even benefit from that, you clearly are. are dumb.
Like, if you go on Medicaid or get food stamps and you white and you vote for Trump thinking that he is looking out for you, he is not. That's like, you know, when they say the biggest trick the devil ever pulled was food in the world that he wasn't evil or whatever.
He wasn't real.
Yeah. That's how I feel when people say that.
Yeah.
Like, you do know he does not like these programs.
Yeah, I agree. That's why I say a lot of us are dumb. And it's easier to see. Like, oh, this is what, oh, that's what you're doing? Okay.
That's why I got fed up with the whole pro-abortion thing. Like, who the fuck is pro-abortion?
Yeah, that, well, they said that, I think, D.C. and some other states have passed an act, a birth date act, I think. And it's, the wording is like, you can, actually, let me look that up real quick, because it says something about, like, you can terminate the child up to his birth date.
But pro-choice and pro-abortion is two different things.
It really, in my opinion, it is also. I agree with you 1,000%, because, like I said,
pro-abortion means I'm out there trying to talk people into having them. Pro-choice is saying it's not my business. The person has a right to do what they want to do.
I'm just going
to
provide a healthy way for them to do it.
Yeah.
The most healthiest way that we know how. And that is it, I think, herbs and stuff is more than like, to be putting up machines and shit.
But it's inhumane. Not profitable.
It's not the reason why I'm not personally pro-abortion. Like, I wouldn't have an abortion. That's what I would say. I would not. I would have the child. I would leave that child with their father, but I would not abort my baby. Let's be clear. But I don't have no qualms of what somebody else doing. Like, that's like,
that's what I think. We so hung up on what other people's rights are. And then a lot of people go to religion. It's not right. It's really not your business. Because your relationship with God is your relationship with God.
Right.
So why are you worried about the other person?
If that hasn't become more clear during this period, like, it's already, we've already saw that. Mm-hmm. Because we've all, both have left religion. And, well, I left religion completely. Have you left? Would you say?
I kind of left religion.
Okay, so I know I still have Christian values, you know what I'm saying? I still have other, like, Buddhist values, but I just kind of do my own thing and my own relationship with God. But at the same time, like, it's a lot of people that just right now figuring out, because I know Will and Mike had a question on their podcast. It was like, are millennials just Christian through the tradition of why?
Yeah.
So a lot of people are now seeing, you can see Pastor T.D. Isn't that T.D. Jakes that had cheated on his wife a second time? Like,
all of them cheating.
They're men. Like, what the fuck? They're men. Like, so just because they ain't preachers, they ain't, like, what? I don't know. I don't understand. I don't. I never did. But so people are, like, a veil has been lifted off of a lot of people. You see who's racist. You see who are misogynistic. You see the people are just dumb. Like, I think that's what 2020 and this whole COVID, when shit hit the fan, that's when shit hit the fans, is you still a fan. Kendrick Lamar. You know what I'm saying? Like, you see what's what. I think there's a clarity that came with all this bullshit. People are dumb, though.
I think when people say that, you know, like, I lost family and stuff like that because of who they vote for, it wasn't because of who they vote for, because
you're racist.
It's because of their belief. You saw their belief that it wasn't about what they thought was Democrat or Republican. It was about the fact that he's saying exactly, and they cannot, if you don't have a problem with that, mm-hmm. I know how you really feel.
Right.
And people started saying, because, like I said, there's never been a president as divisive as he is. And it's because of the way
he is. In my lifetime that I know of. Yeah.
But it's like the way that
he is
and the way that his followers are. It's like, dang, like, y'all really do not give a fuck about nobody else.
I mean, it's kind of scary when you realize that the person that's that close to you view things very differently than you. At the same, like I said, but it is that, just acknowledging that that's what's happening kind of makes you that puts you in a different mindset. Totally. You can accept it or you can fight against it and be on Facebook and cuss out all your family. You won't. Like, I've seen that happen. It's real shit going on in 2020.
No, yeah, my family is blackity black, black, black. So They didn't give up. They voted for Kamala. They didn't. You best not black? Vote for. You best not vote for. Vote I remember for the first time I voted was for Barack. And my dad said, "You know what to do."
You know what to do. What? You. Okay. Not daddy. I don't want to actually read this whole act, but the birthday act is a real thing, but I don't know what it.
So that's a pro-abortion act, though, basically.
That's what the conservatives are claiming. I haven't read it, so I don't know. I'm not gonna say it is or not.
Cause that seems like a new term.
It says 2018.
That's what I'm saying. Pro-abortion is a new term. Pro-choice was the term.
Yeah.
It's he uses flashcard words. So
but I guess what they're trying, maybe they're trying to lift, like, this is what y'all, that I don't, people, but that's it, the thing about it, words.
You change how the word looks at, you change how it,
we have a lack of listening skills in this country because.
Yo, when they kept saying he disowned and he was like, I disavow. And, like, that doesn't mean the same thing. All that means is I'm not taking acknowledgement. I'm not taking responsibility for them. But they said he denounced it out. No, he didn't. That's not denouncing it.
Oh, goodness. Where is that meaning?
Yes. Where is that meaning? That is why he was so great, because he knew what to say without saying what he really wanted to say.
That's funny.
So then when you say, well, I've said it in the past. No, you didn't. You did not say that.
That's funny. All right. We went all the way around the mulberry bush. I gotta stop saying that. I think that's a racist thing. The monkey chased the weasel. Pop goes the weasel. Isn't that the thing? I have to look it up. I gotta look it up. It just seems like an old saying, so I'm thinking.
You got something to do with being racist.
Yeah. anything we thought we knew, we don't. We don't.
Like you say, we've been here before.
Tell me about it. Whole city going crazy.
Top five, no debating. Top five.
All right, so we got a top five ways of pretty much coping with this potential lockdown again.
You better say coping. Black man. Okay, number one, I think what helped the most was being present. I'm a dreamer, and I'm always in my head, especially when I'm stressed. But the times when I was most present, those were the most easiest times in the day.
And with that, I think knowing that you still have space to do that.
You have to make space.
Yeah, you don't have to go out, find a room, you know, make yourself a milk bath or something, you know, just.
I love the few minutes in the car before I walk in the house. I'm dead, that's serious. But or just, the slow ride home.
Yeah, take the long way.
Take a different route every day. Like,
I mean, Tashana does that. She was just, I was like, where you going? Just the ride. And you know, she just ride around, collect her thoughts, and you know, don't even take a call. Just whatever.
Right.
But then even here, like, she'll come out and she'll, you know, she'll say, you want to be by yourself for an hour or two? Yeah. Like, sometimes I'll play the game. Sometimes I'll just read. She bought me a book for our anniversary. So I've been reading that. And just know that, you know, like, you can have space. Like, you can create your own space within your home. You know, if you have kids and you have someone who can watch them, or if you or a two-parent home, say, hey, I just need this a lot of time.
When I use the grocery store. I go to the grocery store every day. Every single day.
But you a single parent, though.
Exactly. No, I'm saying that's why I need to go to the parent home. I'm just saying it. If you got to take your time, because you are necessary. You have to preserve yourself, because if you're not straight, then nothing else is going to be straight.
And even, like, daily, like, because, of course, me and Shoshana both work at the same company, so mm-hmm. We both work from home. I get on the hour before she does, mm-hmm. and then she stays on the hour, so you have that time to...
yourself to reflect.
Yeah, it's like, when she's getting herself ready for the day, she doesn't have to worry about me trying to take, you know, all of my stuff in the morning is done. Mm-hmm. And then likewise, when it's 5 o'clock hits, I can get down from work. Mm-hmm. And then 6 o'clock hits, she can do it herself and we're not on each other's toes.
Right.
So you're taking advantage of that hour.
And anytime you off, you don't take that time, is when shit is like, fuck, start getting crazy. Like, damn it. Like, you start stressing and everything.
Yeah, like,
it's necessary to take it every day.
Yeah, you have to.
I went to go wash my truck. I don't wash my truck. I don't. And I went to go wash my truck. I took about an hour and a half and washed that truck. Like, and I went through a mechanical truck wash. Like, I drove through it and I took my time. I didn't like mainly, I cleaned the windows and everything because I was like, I got to be present. I need my alone time and my space, and I need to be present doing something, because that is the foundation of everything else going straight in
your head. I one of her birthday presents was a paint class. I knew that wasn't something that like I really was interested in. So it was her and her niece, and I just chilled, like, you know what I'm saying? And then she came back and we hung out for the rest of the night. But it was just that small space of, you know, getting, because especially when you're in relationships now, when you're both people are working from home, so you're constantly on top of each other, you have to be able to miss each other.
And if you're by yourself, because I know people that are by themselves and don't, it's like you don't have anybody to talk to, and they're like not, they're aware of what's going on, so they try to stay at home. Yeah. So taking that, because you're by yourself, you're kind of like forced to deal with your shit, or you're going to go into some type of like avoidance.
But I see a lot of people are that they're more video. They're doing more video chats.
Some people
they're actually
aren't,
talking to their friends a lot more.
Yes.
Because of that.
And some people, but on the flip side, there are people that do that. It's just some other people that don't do that. Like, you have, like, it's just reiterating, you have to take your time and be present, even if you're by yourself. Yeah. Because your mental health is
and that's what
it
I'm
depends
saying. That,
on
like,
it.
Like, that's, that was their healthy way of, okay,
to coping
so,
with
yeah,
the
I'm gonna
the
reach
loneliness.
Out to people.
Yeah,
and
you
do
got
that.
To. Like, you have to.
Yeah, like me and you, like me, we cherish our alone time. We can entertain the fuck out of ourselves to ourselves. But, you know, we are humans.
I'm my favorite person.
We are humans, so most humans they are social.
I get me. I just get me.
So yeah, if you are like by yourself, like really, I think the most important thing is to know that you have people. Like, don't be alone and not take for granted the people that
right.
are your friends, that are there, that are in that extended network. Because this is a time now where everybody pretty much understands everybody.
Yeah, and you can't don't take the victim side of, like, people are not reaching out. Like, it's your responsibility to take care of your mental health, and we're people. We need interaction with people, so it is everybody's responsibility to be present and be take your time that you by yourself. Like, you have to. It's too many things going on in this world to not making sure to tap in with the person that should mean the most to you.
Yeah. Which is yourself,
right? So I think another thing that you can do is get you some rest.
Ooh, there's a lot of people struggling with that.
I know. A lot of people. I was up 4 o'clock. My nephew, it's funny, quick story. He spent the night with us, and he got up in the middle of the night and had to pee. And his ass sleepwalked and went and peed in the kitchen trash can. Well, he thought he was peeing in the toilet. And then wake up and said, no, I didn't. He's like 5, so... My son woke me up. It was like, yo, This dude is peeing in the trash can. So I was up 4, 5, almost 6 o'clock this morning on Facebook, and there's people up there with me, and I was like, "Yo, all of us,
Because you're so we associate being home with relaxing,
and it's not,
You still can be wired and not. You're not resting. You're not sleeping.
You're not sleeping.
You know, like a lot of people are like binge watching shit.
Oh yeah, my sister's like, I don't watch everything.
Yo.
Damn.
Like, Tashana was, like, talking about, like, half just got on Netflix, right?
Yeah.
And she was like, I don't like how it went off. Like, how did you watch all of this already? Like.
My son is determined to finish Naruto. Like.
Wow.
He's determined. Like, he done stopped. He done slowed down on Fortnite trying to finish watching Naruto. And I was like, well, at least you learned some value human lessons. Because. That's a great example. I'm really watching Naruto.
I stay watching my regular stuff that I watch every week. Riverdale was the last, but it was just catching up on the last season. I haven't.
Mm-mm. I've been at night putting on like meditation, like affirmation.
Yo, that's I have a ambient sound app.
Mm-hmm.
20 minutes, I'm out.
Right. It don't take long. No. I get my sleep.
Like I hit a little.
We're going to start off today. And we're going to. Like, it just was like, okay. The kids be. They'll leave the TV on with Fortnite. And I was like, nah, I'm not about to sleep through this.
I don't need no light. I just need that.
I miss my transition period. I know this is a hiatus, a time for resting, because last year I was on it. Like, I was working my ass off last year. And I finally realized that I deserve this rest, that the slowing down period. I don't, if it's going to end soon, I'm about to milk the shit out of this bitch, because that always on shit is not for us. It's wearing our body. Like, everybody I know has had some type of health. Like, I'm worried. Like, you now get the time to actually pay attention to your body and realize your body ain't going like it used to.
Because,
coming up them damn stairs, it's like, I need a minute. I need to take a minute to breathe first. Well,
that is a motivational tool, bro. Trust me.
I can imagine.
That is why we want a house.
Bro. I took the boys.
I was looking at my credit last night, thanking God for some of these things.
You need it. My boys is up there, like, I took them to the jump park on a weekday, so it wouldn't be a lot of people there. And they ain't even finished that whole hour. They was like, I'm tired. Like, bro, we out of shape. That's gonna go farther into, like, I guess we can go ahead into that. The next one, I was gonna say, get back on the schedule. Like, you have to.
Yeah, because, I mean, you talking about them being tired. That's probably because they stayed up on Fortnite half the night.
Or not, they don't go outside. You heard them on the phone with me and tell me, they ain't going outside today. I'm like, go outside. Ain't going outside today. Like, what
but
you
I'm
mean?
Thinking, like that's why I think that's why so many people was messed up with their, like, saving time. Because you haven't been going outside. So you haven't been seeing outside change.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that hour hit and then you're like, whoa.
What in the fuck?
But you've always been like leaving work or driving and that's when you saw it. But being that we didn't experience that year, it hit us so hard.
I was late all last week, bro. All last week. I could not. I was like, what the fuck is going on?
Bro, I question every clock. Every clock I question, did you set that? Did you reset? Is this right?
It don't feel right. You have to make us another schedule. Like, I really do. I have to get me a schedule going now because it's just too much. Like, with the changes of daylight saving time, and then now if we go back, like, I get the reason why a lot of people want to do outside things and then, like, sports and bars and restaurants and trips and stuff, because I get it. I understand that. At the same time, like, we ain't there yet. We not there yet. Gear up for it, but we not there yet. I think another point I want to make is about eating healthy. Like, I gained a nice hefty bit of weight the first half of this, And I was eating like noodles, peanut butter jelly, sandwiches every day. I reverted back to childhood. Like, let's just get a bunch
of. No, because you in that relaxed state.
Because I'm home.
Yes. We're not active. We're not at work going up and down steps.
I'm not at school, so I know you need a parking lot. Yeah, I know you need a fruit and a vegetable. I need water.
That is the thing that I can admit about our cafeteria.
Yes.
They had a lot of heart healthy weight, like a lot of stuff for you to actually choose from. And make it kind of force you to eat that
A certain way.
But like
the amount of water I used to drink all my water at work.
And then Pizza Hut just come out with the $10 treat, and it's like everybody is making it so easy
for
and
you to,
already yeah. at home trying to be comfortable, knowing I gotta put this on and
I'm an emotional eater, so I am. When I'm perplexed, I'm eating. Like, that's my comfort. Either I'm fucking or I'm eating. And I wasn't trying to be on. I'm doing my Sagittarius hiatus right
now. We'll talk about more of that next show.
Right. So, I eat. That's my comfort. Like, but I had to, like, hold on.
And then you got to remember, a lot of people are the same way. They're in the state of depression right now.
Yes.
And they just... watching stuff, eating ice cream, and you know, it's just like
it's a coping mechanism.
Yeah, like you going through the breakup stage and you ain't even with nobody, like
right. Sometimes you're grieving the life that we had.
Yeah, I think that's a very important. People don't understand that's what's going on with them.
That's exactly what's going on, and a lot of people haven't grieved. We've never been prepared to deal with grief. So we're doing it the best way we can, and a lot of the things that we're doing is unhealthy. And eating, my eating wise for me and my family was definitely very unhealthy. So I had to switch that up, like eating more greens, getting fruit, and I know eating fruit and vegetable is high. It doesn't have as many calories, so you have to eat so much of it. And a lot of people are living on
a
set paycheck and stuff if they even have a job. But it is still the cheapest thing. Like, instead of getting a bag of chips, get like a bag of apples. Like, same. $3 for a bag of chips, $3 for a bag of apples. Like, eat that instead of that. It's hard, but I ain't trying to be dead.
Like, yo, I feel just whew. Yeah. I mean, we don't even have, like, snacky stuff now. Because with her being on her diet, it's like I wanted to make a sandwich out of some chicken she made. We don't even have bread because she don't eat bread. So it's like, if I don't eat it and I'm not cooking it, why I have it?
Right.
And so it's like, yeah, you got to know yourself for one.
If you got a family history, everybody got high blood pressure, and your ass is eating burgers.
Salty shit.
Right. McDonald's, you ordering DoorDash or you going to McDonald's because you don't feel like cooking tonight. Like, your ass is going to have some problems.
See, that was our best friend. Like, those first few months. Mm-hmm. They were like, all right. But then, like, once you start paying attention to, one, how much that shit costs.
Yes.
And then, two, like, okay, yeah, this ain't really as healthy. As I mean, you know, we'll go grocery shopping once a week, and we're good, and then we don't have to call out. So it's like, it's more work about getting stuff, but it's like it's way less to worry about after the fact. You don't have to worry about, oh, I know this is money that I can use for this, because I don't have to worry about ordering dinner for.
I feel you. I've been cooking for the past month, like. I've lost some weight, noticeable weight. I've been like really, really cooking, and not spending a whole bunch of money going out to eat and stuff. And it's a lot. Like it's a lot of money. It might take. That's why you gotta like regulate and be present, because you know that you can't be stressed out because you gotta prepare all this damn food. That's a whole nother job in itself, cooking, man.
Yeah, you cooking for more than yourself. We just cook for us.
I mean, but it's still a meal. Like,
I'm just saying, when you're cooking for multiple stomachs.
I remember a time period, this is a long time ago, when the kids used to go with their father and there's only me, and I had to just feed me. Like, that's the best feeling in the world. You can eat whatever. You can just get a bowl of cereal and you'll be fine. You ain't gotta worry about the other partner. That's a whole nother job too. At the same time, like, all right, so we got being present, eating healthy, rested, getting back on schedule, and the last one is no news.
Yes. We don't need it like we did. The election is over. But we gotta stay away from things that's gonna make us stress.
Right. And then news, damn sure.
Yeah, they used to say no news is good news. That's because the news has bad news, because that would grab the headline. On my phone, I have a news app, and every morning, something in Richland County happened.
Every single day, so, something is going on.
It's just, like, and not to mention, if it hasn't happened, it's probably happening to somebody on your Facebook. So you got to get off the whole, I got to check in on this and this and that. Like, unplug yourself sometimes.
And we're saying that with the podcast. Like, still, unplug yourself. Yes.
Yeah, I mean, you just, there's some people when they wake up and it's like Facebook is the first thing that they do.
Me?
I can't, man.
I do that sometimes. That's when I ain't in my shit. Like, I try to write in the mornings.
The only app that gets touched in the morning is Hot 103.9. I'm listening to Breakfast Club.
I can't listen. I like to watch them on YouTube.
But no, I like to listen to it before and give me some idea of the day. But, like, yeah, I look at Facebook sometime in the day, but
I wish I could. If it wasn't for this podcast and not my other business ventures, I would not be on Facebook. Like, I'm okay with not being on Facebook, but
you know, I know I'm obsessive. I'm not as interactive as regular people, so
But because you're not, I have to be. So I'll accept the role until, like, I've fallen back and I'm trying to.
Yeah, when y'all be having all these interactive communications with us on Facebook and Instagram, please know the majority of the time, if it is interesting, it is her. If it is bullshit, it is me.
That is the truth. But you know how we are. We can't just do a little bit. So I'm there. So it's going to be the most.
It's going to be the most. But yeah, you.
But I know I know now how to regulate it. When I'm doing too much, I'm like, all right, I got to put this down. I need to do this. Or I've been finding easier, like, little tricks to my madness. But still get what I need to do done and still have my time.
So y'all getting a lot of the welding stuff. From her side.
Always and everything.
Whenever you see something, it's like, I don't know if they would. That's me.
It is. I'm with the foolishness sometimes, but mostly that's your role.
Yeah. So, I just people say I tweet like a celebrity. I don't care what nobody else posts.
That is.
You gotta act like you've been there before, I guess. I don't know. Claim it.
I'm with it.
But yeah, so I think we probably said these top fives when the pandemic was first starting.
In the beginning, yes.
But this is just a reminder, like we keep saying, we have been here before. Yeah. So in case you forgot it, remember it. If you haven't, put it into practice, man. All right, so the spotlight for this week is a idol in my craft. You want to go ahead?
Well, I wanted to say that we pick comedy because I feel like that's always the best answer to grief.
Yeah, like we were talking about Dave Chappelle.
Yeah.
And like how it was funny because it was what we were going through.
Mm-hmm.
But you can laugh because we can laugh at ourselves.
Yeah, happiness and comedy is like the best relief for just the release of pressure off of everything that's always going on right now. So we wanted to highlight a GOAT, Richard Franklin Lennox. Why like that? Thomas Pryor. You better with all the names. One, two, three, four, five names. That's what I'm talking about. So Richard Pryor was born on December 1st, 1940. He actually died on December 10th, 2005. He was an American stand-up comedian, an actor, and a writer. The fact that he's a Sagittarius, like, makes a whole lot of sense to me because of his history, like, the wild things.
The candidness of how he shared it.
Yes, it was very
confident. I mean, nobody could have sit there and tell you how they freebase and make it funny. Right. Like, that's just
but a Sagittarius. Incredible.
Yeah.
He reached a broad audience with his trenchant observations and storytelling style. He is widely regarded as one of the greatest and most influential stand-up comedians of all time. Hey, I remember. Do you remember any of the movies that he been in?
Yeah, with
I remember I saw his Richard Pryor live in concert. I watched that on YouTube, I think. That was the first time I actually seen him doing stand up, mm-hmm. and that was like I laughed the entire time.
Yo, he is just like he did all the types of comedy.
Mm-hmm.
Like it was so crazy. Like it was Dave Chappelle mixed with Kevin Hart mixed with like Seinfeld. Like it was just he could do it all.
Mm-hmm.
Like it just it was like you can look at a show and not know like what you're getting.
He was versatile too.
Yeah.
He had his concerts and movies included Richard Pryor Live and Smoking. That nigga's crazy. It's something I said. That should be a book, dang. Is it something I Bicentennial Nigga? Richard Pryor Live in Concert. Richard Pryor Live on Sunset Strip.
That's a good one.
Richard Pryor Here and Now.
I think the Sunset Strip is on Netflix.
Oh, okay. He did Silver Street in 1976, and he also did a few dramas. One, Paul Schrader's Blue Collar in 1978. He was also in Superman 3. He collaborated with the white guy with the big ol' eyes. Is that him, Gene Wilder?
Oh yeah, Gene Wilder.
Yeah, the big ol' eyes. He had the big dreamy eyes. He also collaborated with Paul Mooney a lot. He won an Emmy Award in 1973 and five Grammys in 74, 5, 76, 81, and 82. In 1974, he also won two American Academy of Humor Awards and the Writers Guild of America Award. He was the first ever to receive the Kennedy Center Mark Twain Prize for American Humor in 1998. He's also listed at number one on Comedy Central's list of all-time greatest stand-up comedians. In 2017, Rolling Stone ranked him first on its list of the 50 best stand-up comedians of all time.
You got to remember that we live in an age where Chappelle is right there.
So many comedians, great comedians.
But I mean, it's him and the Chappelle as far as like, there's no... You're not going to find anybody to say that they're not GOAT.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like you said, just finding out that he's Sagittarius explains so much.
You know what's interesting? That Chappelle is a Virgo and Beyonce is a Virgo and Jay-Z is a Sagittarius. That's crazy, right?
Why is that crazy?
I just like the idea that a Sagittarius and a Virgo are... at the top of their crafts in both comedy and in rapping.
Hip hop R&B.
R&B. We're awesome.
And they're consistent enough, but they not like you can go years without their work, but then when they come
even
out.
Michael Jackson
like,
is a fucking I just like the excellency, you know. I mean, regardless, actually, you know, I don't know. But that's an observation. That's dope.
Interesting.
That's dope. Richard Pryor is dope. I didn't know he was a Sagittarius until today, but I'm glad we spotlight him. Y'all make sure y'all get y'all some comedy in. Watch The Wood on repeat. It's so funny.
The Wood?
The Wood. I know that movie word for word. That is my favorite movie.
I like Superbad, so switch up between The Wood and Superbad.
That's, yeah, Superbad's pretty dope.
She wants my dick in and around.
You like me? You think I'm sexy? Oh my god. And watch, you know, Superbad. Watch Step Brothers. Don't say that.
I can't. That's too. If you're gonna do that, you might as well watch Talladega Nights.
Oh my god. If you ain't first, you last.
But yeah, we're gonna go because we can name movies right now. But yeah, man, pay attention like to all the comedy that's out there. It'll take you out of your element for a while. And it's good to laugh. It's like one of the nature's best
medicine.
Yes, so it's always healthy. It gets your abs going, and it has hormones that's released when you laugh, and you smile more.
Right.
So, peace.
Peace.
Believe in yourselves. Dream. Try. Do good.
Don't you mean do well?
No, I mean do good. Do good.